274, here's Wes. WRKU327. How are you, Jennifer?
Hey, Wes. I'm doing good, thank you. How are you, sir?
About as good as could be imagined or expected or hoped for. Slept well last few nights and had a lazy morning. The recent rain was very welcomed. Our air quality is perfect. I don't have anything pressing for the day. Can't get much better than that, right?
Sounds like a real struggle. And yeah, this rain has been great. I've enjoyed that it's cooled off a little bit. And looks like there's a little more rain coming in. I'm heading south towards DJ. I went to Eureka, California this morning and then came back up to Grants Pass and now heading back to CJ, and I'm looking at what looks like a wall of rain up ahead, so hopefully we're going to get a little bit more.
Yeah, I imagine we are going to get a little bit more. Well, I missed you when you went through Grants Pass, but it sounds like you're on the road for home.
Yeah, like I said, I went down the 199 and the 101 into Eureka this morning and then came back up and drove all the way through to Grants Pass and picked up some more work and then got some propane and some fuel, and tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up and head up to Eugene again.
Yeah, you're probably the most mobile human being that I know. Amazing how much ground you can cover. Well, good. I'm glad everything's working out good for you. I only met you the one time at Dave's place, but that was pleasant.
I do travel a lot. I've always wondered, like, what my GPS would look like if somebody pulled up my GPS records. It would probably just be like, oh, my gosh. It's got to be a big blur all over Oregon, Washington, and California. But, yeah, and I remember meeting you out at Dave's house as well. We'll meet again for sure. You know, I'm around for now and doing what I can, and we just got to get together sometime and, you know, grab a pizza or something.
Yeah, I'll probably try to hit you when you're whipping through Grants Pass. I'm usually holed up out here in the compound, you know, 9 miles west of town on Lower River. But when I go to CJ once a week, almost without fail. And that would be at a pizza place. Funny you would mention that. You know, Wild River. And it's Wednesday nights at about 5 o'clock I try to show up. And then other than that, I'll listen for you as you breeze through Grant GP, because you do that periodically. It seems to be kind of on route to a lot of your destinations. You tend to go flying through Grants Pass.
I tend to go through Grants Pass daily, actually, and I did mention pizza because I remember that you, on Wednesday nights, you go out to the open mic night at Wild River, and, you know, if I could find an open mic night place to do some comedy, I would probably go do that, just because I like to talk trash, so it would be kind of fun.
Oh, wow, yeah, there was one. Where did I hear? I heard about one recently. I think it might have been Roseburg. But I'll keep my ears peeled for that type of open mic, because the ones I go to tend to be the music ones. But there are a smaller number of comedy ones, and those are probably just as fascinating. Sometimes you could get some pretty funny acts. Sometimes you can get some pretty awful, terrible acts that you just, you know, wish you could unhear. I've heard that. I've seen that happen before, too. But, yeah, that's so if I hear of one or see of one, I'll let you know.
Yeah, please do. I've never done it, but I've had enough people tell me that I should, because of the stuff that I say. They're like, you should do an open mic night somewhere, and, you know, start doing some comedy, so maybe I'll give it a whirl. But anyways, okay, well, I'm just dropping down. I'm coming at the end of the two lanes, heading on the 199 south, and sometimes I lose the tower in this area, so if I start cutting out, that's why. But I'm WRTQ274 for station ID.
Okay, well, it turns out I just looked up, and I do indeed have your contact info, so I'll be able to text you the whereabouts of these open mic opportunities for comedy. And so I'll do that. But have a marvelous day. I'll talk to you next time out here, probably. WRTQ, the QT 274, here's WRKU 327. I'll talk to you later, Jennifer. Have a great day.
You crack me up, Wes. Have a wonderful day. WRTQ 274, clear and monitoring North Valley repeater until and out of range.
Uh-oh.
Am I going to get kicked off the repeater for flirting with the pretty one?
No, jeez. Did you, I was just throwing this in there because this was really shocking to me this morning. Did you hear anything about what happened at the Merlin Dollar General?
Yeah, I almost got on the air and warned people in the Merlin area if they had, were intending to go to Dollar General to not go. Listened to the whole thing on Earl Metro and even switched over to the EMS, the hospital channel about the 23-year-old and the 37-year-old females that had. Originally it was muriatic acid, but the communication from the EMTs to the hospital said it was hydrochloric acid, but there was a robbery attempt and they had acid splash in their face, and both of them had contact with the eyes. It sounded horrific to me. And then there was another elderly gentleman that probably had inhalation issues afterwards, and he got taken to the hospital by way of, is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, the psychopath that went into Dollar General and splashed acid on the two clerks and robbed the register. Obviously, the person was beyond mentally ill or on drugs or both or something. But they got him in custody, thankfully.
Oh, good. Yeah, I didn't switch over and listen to, you know, the SO, but they talk so fast and so tersely with so much code. Usually I don't even bother listening to that dispatch because I can't understand a word they're saying, but that's really good. I'm glad, because that sounded horrible. What a sick, that's just terrible.
Yeah, that's definitely not something we hear about happening here in our area very often, thank gosh. But no, they caught him fairly quickly from what I understand. He had gone across the street toward Area 61, and they got him in that parking lot, I believe. But did you hear in those communications whether the two young ladies were okay?
What I heard quite clear, I listened to the EMS to hospital transmissions. Because of their proximity, it was pretty clear. You know, good signal strength anyways, intelligibility and all that. It didn't sound like there was any life-threatening injuries. And they did, you know, on-site decontamination of their, you know, their persons. But they did mention that there would be more needed when they got there. So, and there was involvement with their eyes. So it, all we can do is pray at this point.
Yeah, that's so unconscionable. That's, man, makes me grateful that nothing ever happened to my kid when she was working at Ray's right in that area. Because they had their own issues with people that would wander through. Apparently there was one woman that liked to catch, to start things on fire, and just for Merlin, that's kind of a hot spot for that kind of activity.
Yeah, it's just far enough out of town where a lot of the real psycho dregs that would be picked up quickly in town probably tend to gravitate towards the rural areas just outside of the populated areas, I imagine, something like that. But it's sad. And we got more magnets for craziness because, you know, Area 61, it used to be just Ray's and that bank that closed down. And now it's like all kinds of stuff. Wheat stores, Dollar General, Area 61, the golf thing. I've been meaning to get down there and hit golf balls just for giggles. I'm not a great golfer, but it is really fun hitting golf balls.
Yeah, that's something that I need to do, too. Thanks for reminding me of that. Yeah, thankfully, Sheriff's Department was all over it, and Rural Metro was all over it, so we've got good emergency services in the area, thankfully.
I got a picture I'll send you. It's off of Facebook. It was a video of that ride, the Charlie Kirk ride we were on.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I had a few pictures of that, too, so that's awesome. Speaking of riding, I just got new tires delivered. I got to get them mounted now, and I'm trying to gear up for the wet season. Hopefully go do some fun rides now that it's not blistering hot.
You already wore a set of tires off of that thing? My gosh. I usually ride mine down till they're dang near slicks, so mine are about half spent right now, so I'm not going to change them out all too soon. But I did find a tire that I'm gonna repurchase. I've gone through many, many, from 80/20 streets to 80/20 dirts. You know, the Kenda, and to the. It started off. They had the Dunlop. Trailmaster, something like that. And the word trail is a misnomer because they're actually like 80% street. Those things lasted forever. They're kind of expensive. But the ones I have now are the Heidenau Scout. I really like those. I haven't tried them that much in the gravel. I'll have to take them off-road. But they sure look aggressive, and they do pretty good on the asphalt, too. Anyway, so... But, you know, Heidenau, a German-sounding tire on a German bike, it's only right?
Yeah, currently, the bike came with Mitos, Enduro, I can't remember the nomenclature completely, but long story short, they're kind of a 50-50 tire, maybe more street than dirt, and they're great, but, boy, if there's any moisture in the ground, that front end is just not planted at all, so... they're not worn out. I just needed something for the kind of riding I do. So I got Motaz Tractionator Raw Z's, and you should look up that tire. It's about as aggressive as you're going to get for an adventure bike. It's 80% dirt, 20% street.
Yeah, the Kendas I had were like that, and they were uber soft, really good, and they were practically like, you know, dot street rated motocross tires. I think I can't remember the model of them, but the make was definitely Kenda, and they're pretty sweet. But anyways, cool. That'll be fun. I'll shoot you that little. It's a screenshot from a video that I saw. The one of the county commissioners had posted a video of us, you know, going down 6th Street. And I was watching all the bikes go by, and I thought, I bet you if I watch close enough, I'm going to see Jeff and me, and I did. It was easy for me to spot because I was standing up most of the time. It was a hot day because it was the, you know, the air conditioning, the 30-mile-an-hour air conditioning. And anyways, so I snapped that out of the, did a little screenshot out of it. What was funny is there was a rolling commentary going on the bottom of the video, and the shot when you and I were going by, he had commented, "This is amazing." So at the bottom of our screenshot, it says, "This is amazing."
Oh, nice. Very cool. Yeah, that was a good ride. I was impressed by most everybody there. There's only like one bike I saw doing anything dumb.
Yeah, in that video, there was a guy probably, I don't know, about 30 or 40 bikes ahead of us that went whipping by on a wheelie down 6th Street. Because he saw the camera probably and the people, and he had to, you know, hot dog for the camera. I haven't mastered wheelies yet, and I probably never will.
Yeah, that was the bike I was talking about. That was exactly the event that I saw, too, in that video. So I think I probably saw the same video. But, hey, if that one thing is the worst I can point out, then it was a success. Nobody got hurt that I'm aware of. Nobody got tickets. Nobody was doing anything ridiculous. So it was good.
Yep, that was a good time. A good time was had by all. Well, let's see. Trying to think what else I wanted to chat with you about, but I can't remember offhand. Kind of, things have been kind of quiet, nice and quiet. So, anyway, I'll look for you on the road, either in a giant black truck or on a orange, awesome KTM. And, anyway, have a great day. WRCD 602. Got that memorized. WRKU 327. Almost have mine memorized. Talk to you soon, Jeff.
No problem, Wes. We'll have to go for a ride. We'll see you later. WRCD 602.